Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 28, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning and call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net with a goal to encourage others. Please forgive my voice today. We had a church picnic yesterday, and I guess I spent a lot of time, we played some horseshoes, and I'm not sure what else, but I woke up this morning with a very hoarse throat. Today's message is titled, Prone to Wander, and the scripture text is from Philippians 3, verse 7.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Well, Brooksine and I love the old hymns. We're spiritually indebted to hymn writers who have written heartfelt expressions of thanksgiving and praise to God. We find ourselves often limited in our human language and unable to verbally express what we feel emotionally. Then we find the very expression of our hearts described in the text of a hymn, and by singing those words, we make it our own message to God.
We identify with Robert Robinson, who in 1758, with blunt candor, writes about the faulty human condition. Buried in the third verse of his famous hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, he describes a pulling of his heartstrings.
With these words, prone to wander, how I feel it, prone to leave the God I love.
Well, I certainly identify with Robinson's proneness to wander and live for self rather than the God I love. Each time I sing this line, I'm reminded of the two natures that are always waging war within. The sin nature versus the spiritual nature. How can I defeat the sin that is crouching at the door of my heart, as mentioned in Genesis 4:7? Who will rescue me from this intruding enemy? Jesus, through his unending supply of grace, will give me strength to defeat the temptation to wander in enemy territory. Though there are times when Satan's luring temptations turn into tortuous warfare, we will remain firm in our faith when we choose to bind our wandering hearts to the God we love.
The law of Moses prescribed the wearing of phylacteries to serve as a constant reminder of God's holy word. These were small leather boxes containing slips of parchment on which were written portions of the law. They were worn quite ostentatiously by the Jews on the head or left arm. In fact, among the Orthodox Jews, they are still used to this day. We have a picture up on the website today of that. Well, the closest I can relate to the wearing of phylacteries was when I was attending Bible college. And along with other Greek and Hebrew students, we often walked around with a ring of index cards that had the Greek or Hebrew words we were learning. We would thumb through these cards repetitively while standing in the cafeteria line or elsewhere. It was a good way to memorize the Greek language during the free moments.
But by the time of Jesus, the usage of phylacteries had become a source of pride and illegalism to the Jews. In fact, he spoke negatively regarding them. There is no specific mention of the practice continuing in the New Testament Christian church. However, we would do well to remember the principle behind their use. Don't forget what really matters.
In the daily text, Paul had been recounting his worldly credentials that were very impressive for his time, although they may seem foreign to us today. I quote a couple verses before. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. End quote. Well, these were impressive credentials in his day, but he goes on with the daily verse. What do you consider to be the daily verse? I got to read it again. I see we don't have it there. The daily verse is, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. We need to remember that. We need to ask today, what do we consider gain to be in our life? Well, the world presses us into its mold and gives the following answers. Things like the important position, academic credentials, a big salary, abundance of things, big retirement accounts, security, sensual pleasures, exotic travel, and so forth.
But we want to hear from God's perspective and listen to His word today concerning what real gain is. I want to hear the voice of our Lord who says, "Seek first my kingdom," as well as, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Paul describes the absolute change in his life's perspective in the daily text, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Peter, the old fisherman, says, "Live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear." James weighs in with, "Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God?" And John cautions the believer, "Do not love the world or anything in the world."
A double-minded person is unstable and untrustworthy in all his ways. Let us be resolute in our commitment to serve our God wholeheartedly, living for Him and not ourselves. His streams of mercy, never ending, will supply us with the strength to keep this resolve.
The song, the whole verse says, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above." Let us pray together. Father, we choose not to live according to our sinful nature that will lead to a hopeless death, but we choose to live by your Spirit that leads to a hope-filled life here on earth and for all eternity. Help us in our daily struggles and keep our hearts in oneness with yours. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for our daily encouragement message. We had a few struggles throughout the message today. We had already read it a good part of the way through and messed up and started again. And we are just two very ordinary people trying to make an impact for Christ. And we're blessed that you took a few moments out of your day, whenever it might be, to listen to us. This again is the message that we prepared for Monday, July 28th, 2008. We're on the web, and this message is posted on the web today and through the archives, well, indefinitely. We have them up for 3 or 4 years now. Today's message is going to be posted up there, as I mentioned, and we do have a couple of additional features, some music, including a version of the theme song today that we have mentioned, as well as some other music that we feel would bless you. You're welcome to listen to that, as well as some photos and some additional material. Have a blessed day and continue to faithfully serve God.